Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie, combining kingdom wisdom with marketplace strategies for spiritual, personal, professional, and business success. WWRJ empowers you to seamlessly integrate spirituality with the reality of the marketplace. And during this time, Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie encourages and equips you to become that marketplace influencer God envisioned. And here is your host, Jackie Shower. Good afternoon. I'm glad you joined me today for Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. It is Monday here in Detroit, and let me tell you, the heat is sweltering. And as always, I just thank God for the love affair he and I share. It's totally beyond compare, and I'm so glad that each of you have come to be with us on today. And what we are talking about today, we're going to be talking about repurposing content for consistency. But even more than that, we're going to be talking about just being consistent. And I think that they go hand in hand for your branding and marketing strategies. I do want to direct you to our website at www.themeplace.org that you want to go up there. We have lots of information up there. And as we are talking today about branding and marketing, repurposing for consistency, this is all a part of our branding and marketing on less than a shoestring budget series that we do. And so I know it's going to be helpful to you, because I know in talking to many people who are out there trying to get your message out there every single day, and sometimes consistency can almost be your worst enemy, but you can also make it a formidable friend. It's up to you. It's really going to be up to you, and you're using the ingenuity that you need to use in order to take it to that next level. And so for the next half an hour, maybe a little better, that's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about how to brand and how to market yourself for consistency, how to get that message out there. One of the things that we know content is queen, but consistency is king. But consistency is queen. And so you want to marry, those two must marry together in order for you to be successful in anything that you are doing and anything that you are looking to take to that next level. And I know that in talking to many different ones, that you're always talking about how to position, how to brand, how to get yourself out there. Well, we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about the many uses that you can use and all of from the original content creation and to making it work for you. And so, but I do want to say, if you have a question or anything of that nature, all you have to do is hit one. I will see that you have a question, and once I see that your hand is sort of raised in the air, we will open it up. If you are joining us and you're joining us via the internet, you've connected with us, if you just type your question down, I will see it and I will respond to it. But we have, but now we're looking at this next half hour that we are going to be doing all of this, talking about how to be consistent in what you are doing. And so I do hope that you get your pen and your paper to write down some of these nuggets that we're going to give you. I think one of the things that I have found over these years is that consistency is one of those things that's going to help you during the feast season, but it's also going to help you during the famine season. And the reason I say that is because consistency is going to enable you to go to another level in what you are doing. It's going to enable you not to feel so burnt out. One of the things that consistency is going to do, it's going to help you come up with a plan of action. The only way that you're going to be able to be consistent is that you got to have a plan of action. If you don't have a plan of action, you're going to lose out. So First of all, come up with a plan. Come up with a plan so then you won't feel as though that you're burnt out. The next thing about being consistent, and we're going to talk about the more specifics, the next thing that you have to do is you have to develop a commitment to be consistent. And so if you don't have a commitment to be consistent, you're not going to be consistent. You'll talk yourself out of it. You'll come up with some reason why you can't do it. But your consistency is what's going to really lead you to success. You have a lot of content. You have content from doing, if you do blog talk radio like we're doing right now, if you're doing periscoping, if you have YouTube videos, if you're doing social media posts, you're doing blog posts, all of these things, what you're going to begin to do is repurpose them, because you got to create a revolving door in order to make sure that you're getting people, that you're building up your tribe of followers, that they will keep following you again and again and again. I want you to know that repurposing your information, it is totally different from republishing your information. And some of you may think it's the same, but it is not. When you continue to republish the same thing over and over and over, people may get a little tired, and they may think you're just a little lazy. So that repurpose is not the same as republish. Exact duplicates can turn off one of your readers quickly. It can turn off your followers quickly. So you want to create new content as you're going along, but you also can repurpose that content. And let me give you an idea. So say for instance, you write a blog post, and it's more than likely it's just narrative. You're just going from one thing to the other. Well, down the road, let's say about 3, 4, 5, 6 months down the road, you can take that same information and you can make it into some hacks. And you can make it into a hack. So that means that you repurposed it. The other thing that you can do, if you're doing a periscope, and you can take that blog post, and then that can become a periscope. That can become a scope for you, or it can become a Facebook video for you. You can take that same blog post and you can make it into a presentation. If somebody says, oh, I want you to come and I want you to present, then you'll be able to take that same blog post and you'll make it into a presentation, and vice versa. If you have a presentation, you can turn that into a blog post. Knowing how to repurpose your content and knowing how to repurpose your brand in order for you to have maximum exposure is that you are going to have to use ingenuity, and you're going to have to look at all of the different platforms out there. You want to look at all of the different ways that you can take one item and you can repurpose it numerous times. And let me tell you, you can take one thing and you can repurpose it anywhere from 5, 10, 15 or more things that you're taking it and you're repurposing it. I know for me, my weekly inspirational blog, Shawa's Blessing, wrote that blog, and I've written hundreds of them. And so what I do is I repurpose the content. Sometimes they become lists, and I'll repurpose them, and I may say, let's say we get five ways that you're able to, like, and I'll do this one, five ways that you're able to get your photograph done inexpensively. Okay, so there's one. That's a blog post right there. But then all of a sudden it's like I can take that same information and I can say I'm going to put this up on Periscope, and I'm going to talk about, you know, how can you get a photograph made inexpensively, a professional photograph made inexpensively. Okay, I was able to use it for Periscope. So it's a matter of you using your ingenuity in order for you to be able to take what you're doing and leverage it. So you work smarter, not harder. Your goal is not to get so burnt out that what you're doing, that it is no longer enjoyable. You want to make sure that you are keeping it enjoyable. You want to make sure that what you're doing is that you're able to take it to the next level. I'm going to tell you something else. You know how you do your blog posts, or you're on Facebook, and somebody may ask you a question. and you go into detailed information in answering that question. You can take that one question and say, I'm going to make this a case study. A case study doesn't have to be a book. All it has to do is be a little case study, because if that person asked you that question, and especially if you're getting consistent questions asking you the same thing, all you have to do is just use ingenuity. And as you're using your ingenuity to take that one question, somebody may ask you one question, let's say, and we'll just use the whole thing about getting a professional photo done. And somebody may say, they may say, you know what? I don't have a lot of money, but I know I need a professional quality photo. What should I do? Okay, you could take that and you could make it into a case study. And I'm using that as a small thing, but these are the various things that you can do in order to repurpose your content, to repurpose what you're doing in creating new blog posts, new social media posts, and all you're going to do is repurpose it. So then I make it a case study, and I'll say, you know, Jane Doe needed a professional photo done. And as a result of her needing a professional photo done, this is what we were able to do for her. And you just go in, it becomes a case study. That's another way that you can take that content. You're repurposing it. You're making it. You're making yourself even more marketable. I do want to say, for those that may have just come in, if you have a question or anything, all you have to do is hit one, and it'll take you through the process, and we'll open up your mic. Now, a lot of times when people are coming to me and they're always talking about, well, you know, I just don't have enough content to put out there. You know, your biggest thing is that you got to stay consistent. If you are not consistent, people will forget about you. And if you're not consistent for your own brand, including the brand called Me, and you're not out there every single day in a big way, they forget you. You know, we are inundated with so much information. The noise out there from information, it is clamorous. And everybody is clamoring and crying out, saying, look at me, look at me, look at me. But it's only really one of you. And so if it's only really one of you, then what you have to do is you have to be very clever in how you get your information out there. You can't sit there and cut yourself into 10 parts. You can't do that. And most of the time, if you are an emerging or small business, it's only one of you, especially when you're starting out. It's only one of you. But that doesn't mean that you can't be consistent in getting the information out there. Now, this is my recommendation is that before you even get started, one of the things you want to do is develop a plan of action. Because when you develop that plan of action, you will begin to be able to prioritize your time, but also to prioritize your content. And you'll be able to look at your content and look at all of the different ways that you'll be able to get it out there. That is your goal. Your goal is to make sure that you can get everything out there. For instance, you have a speech. You can take a speech. Sometimes people just want you to be a talking head. You do a speech over a podium. You can take that same speech and you can make it into a presentation or you can make it into a blog post, or you can make it into articles where you can submit the speech that you gave, tweak it a little bit, make it into an article. You can submit it to somebody else's publication. It's how you leverage what you're doing that's going to get you that maximum traction that you need as a content creator. And it, like I said, it doesn't mean that you're going to keep republishing things open over and over again. Another thing, you've written a book. You get chapters in your book. So for every chapter you got, that is just, you get like a plethora of content that you can repurpose. For every chapter, one chapter alone can become a presentation. One chapter can become you can do hacks from it. You can put it up on your blog post. You can grab out those important little phrases, those little sound bites, and you can post those up on Facebook. You can develop a graphic to go along with it. Take one of those, take some of those little saves and make it into a graphic. You can talk about it on Periscope or Facebook Live. These are all the different things that you have that you can do. You can take it and make it into a seminar or a webinar. So these are all the things that you can do in order to gain traction just from one thing. You write a book, and I'm telling you, that book has more than 9 lives. And all you have to do is be consistent and say, I may not write an article every week, but if I can take what I've already written and I can begin to make it so my that I'm consistent in blogging by repurposing the information I already have. And I'm going to tell you another thing that you can repurpose that a lot of people may not think about. If you keep a journal, if you have a journal, you have written so much stuff in that journal that no one has ever seen before. Am I right? Oh, yes, I am. Yes, I am. And I'm telling you, there were times that I couldn't think of anything. And what did I do? I went to my journal, and in the process of going to my journal, I would just go to my journal and just read through them. And all of a sudden, I had a blog post. I would grab information from my journal. I put that information out on social media. I had little blurbs. Some of the information I created into graphics. Some of them became workshop seminars. It's just a matter of what is the ingenuity that you're going to use in order for you to say, these are the things that I can use in order for me to gain traction and in order for me to be relevant. And so these are all of the different pieces that you will use in order to do it. You do not have to keep reinventing the wheel. You just know how to take that wheel and keep it rolling on and on and on. That's exactly what you have to know how to do. And it makes your life a lot easier. Now, when you begin to think about repurposing your information, you have to also be aware of all of the various ways that's out there. You can look at infographics. You can develop an infographic, take your information almost like a little flow chart, and you can develop infographics. That's one of the ways that you can repurpose the information. It's like a lot of people say, well, I just can't think of anything to write. You probably just write down notes all of the time. Write them down. I'm going to tell you where I get my inspiration from as well. A lot of times when I'm talking to people over the telephone and I'm just talking off my head and information is just coming and coming and coming. And so sometimes I'll just take my phone or if I'm sitting at my computer, I'll just turn that mic on. I'll turn the mic on so that I can record what I'm saying, and then once I'm recording what I'm saying, once that conversation is over, I go back, I listen to what I said, I take that information. It could either become Facebook posts, it can, social media posts. I can develop it into a Shower's Blessing inspirational article. I can use it to do a Periscope or a Facebook Live. I can use it at 11:59, a minute to midnight, Marketplace Prayer Boot Camp, that it can become a for the week. But these are all the different ways. It's a matter of using your ingenuity and how you want to make sure that you're getting out there consistently. And you don't want to, you're going to put some fluff stuff out there. You'll put a little stuff out there about, hey, I'm hanging out with my buddies, I'm hanging out with my friends. But more than likely, people don't want that fluff stuff all the time. It's only so many people that care about you hanging out with your friends anyway. If you're building up a following and you're building up your customer and your client base, you want to give them something of substance, but you have to be consistent in what you give them, but you don't have to reinvent the wheel all the time. One of my colleagues, she and I would always say, why reinvent that wheel if we don't have to? Go back, look at what you've already done. Look at some things that you never posted, that you never done at all. This is how you get your blog started. One of my clients, every day she writes. every single day, and she's been doing this for a number of years. And as we began to talk, one of the things that I realized was that she didn't understand. I told her, I said, you have so much information that you can use in different ways in order to drive people to your blog. Because that's the goal, is that you want to drive people to your website. That's the goal. And if you do not have a website and you're saying, oh, I can't, what am I going to put up on my website, or I just don't have time to have a website. If you are a business, you need a website. It's simple as that. If you are a business, you need a website. I think I see someone's hand is raised. I'm going to open up your mic. Sorry if it has taken me so long, but your mic is open, and you can go ahead and speak. I think the last four digits of your number is 3697. That you have a question? Maybe you mistakenly hit the button. But I do want to say that this is how you're going to, this is how you're going to go from being a small player to being a big player. And this is how you're going to move your company forward, is that you want to be out there in social media. You got to be out there on the internet. It's not just social media, it's the internet. And you got to create a following. And the only way that you're going to be able to create your following is that you are going to have to use the ingenuity in what you're doing in order to take all of the content that you have and repurpose it. I'm going to tell you something else. You know how you're always giving someone nuggets? It could be your children. Take those nuggets and begin to look at, if you have a business or whatever your expertise is, take those nuggets. And when you take those nuggets, you start writing out 10 ways to skin a cat. And you use those nuggets of life, and you will be surprised. I lived where I used to live. There was a dog, and I just watching that dog and watching who he was. Little things is going to be able to give you some information. And I came up with a blog post, like a number of things that I learned from the little Jack Russell next door. And it drew people into that article. It was like public relations things that I learned from the little Jack Russell next door. And people loved it. Why did they love it? Because I basically took a very practical issue, and I was able to take that, and I was able to make it into a blog post. Now, since that time, about 6 or 7 months later, 6 or 7, 8 months later, I also did that same, I also gave those same points on a Periscope, because it's only so much creativity that's going to flow from you, because you're also operating a business, but you got to be consistent, and you got to come up with how can I create consistent ways in order to stay in the face of the people with relevant information. You want to create a revolving door that people continue to come back to you again and again and again, and creating that revolving door. This is all about branding and marketing yourself. You want to make sure that you are doing your due diligence, because I'm going to tell you something. I'm just going to be honest with you. It's a daunting task trying to come up with writing something every day. When I write the prayer for success every single day, I mean, that's a daunting task. But I'm going to tell you, when I initially started writing it, it was like some days I just sit here thinking, what am I going to write about? What am I going to write about? Now, let me just give you this example of what I did. When I initially started writing prayers for success, I write the Showers Blessing Inspiration. The Showers Blessing Inspiration, it's usually ran about 500 to 800 words. Sometimes it was no closer to 500 words. But then at the end of each one of those inspirations, I would write a prayer. Well, I had written close to 200 prayers just from that, before I started writing prayers for success. So about the first year was just taking those prayers and using them. Now, let me give you another example. Now, there were some of the prayers that were longer, And so the more I began to write the prayers for success, I began to, the identity for prayers for success began to emerge. And the more they began to emerge, I began to understand this one thing, was that I didn't want the prayers to be more than 500 characters. I knew that. Well, initially when I started writing prayers, they were much longer than that. So I was able to go back, split a lot of those prayers up to maybe two or three different prayers, and I was able to use that information, prayer. I'm telling you, it goes as the ingenuity of how you can repurpose information. It's all up to you. You make that decision of how you're going to repurpose that information. And you look at every angle that you got, every marketing venue that you get, every media opportunity. And when I say media opportunity, what I'm saying is that you're taking that media, you're making it into blog posts, blurbs, you're taking it, you're making it into graphics. We know that people, they look at graphics. You can do a Periscope, you can do a Facebook Live, you can make it into a webinar, a teleconference. You can do a teleconference using that same information. You can develop an infographic. You could take the information. You may have done maybe let's say three or four things that's related. Make a quick ebook, and that ebook can be a way that you can increase your email list, because you're going to offer it for free, but they'll have to give you your email list, and your email list is like your profit list. So these are all the ways that you can use. I'm telling you, it's endless. It's really endless. It's as far as you can think, that's the way you'll be able to use it. You can take the information, you can make it into a Pinterest post. You can put it on Google Plus. I'm trying to think of everything. If you do Blog Talk Radio, you can say, oh, I'm going to talk about this on Blog Talk Radio. Give it a new name. When people come in, you're talking about the same thing. I have taken many of my showers, blessings, inspirations, and they have become Blog Talk Radio posts. They become Periscope posts. They become 11:59, a minute to midnight marketplace series that were developed. There was one. There's this one. My book that's also getting ready to come out that we're also working on is I Decided, Moving from Resolution to Execution. How did that develop? I was sitting in my room one day and I said, you know what? I got to get up out of here and I got to do something and I got to come up with a plan of action. I've been working on all these resolutions all of this time, and I'm in year after year is the same resolution. So I came up with an acrostic, I Decided. And I Decided stands for discipline, excellence, competence, integrity. Diligence. Diligence, excellence, competence, integrity, discipline, excitement, and being dedicated and determined. So I came up with that acrostic. I can't begin to tell you how I have used that information since I came up with it. Not to mention now it's coming out in a book. It'll come. I will be developing it into workshops and seminars. So don't just think that the content that you have, it has one life. It does not. It is not monolithic. It has numerous purposes. So it is not monolithic in its purpose. It's only monolithic in its purpose if that's all you're using it for. But you have to use the ingenuity in order to make it work for you over and over and over again, in order for you to work smarter and for you not to work so hard, but you're still able to gain the traction that you need in getting your message out there, because that's really what it's all about. It's about getting your message out there on a consistent basis. I mean, even the most popular bloggers, they have to come up with ways in order to always creating content and having content go out there with a fresh face. It may be an old jacket, but make it fresh. You know, put it in the dryer, put you some dry sheets in there to make it fresh. And that's really what you're doing with your content as you are repurposing it, as you're doing some as you're doing some more things. Because remember, content is king, but it needs to marry the queen of consistency. In order for you to really be successful, you have to have the king and the queen working together. And the more you are able to have the king and the queen working together, the better you're going to be. I'm going to tell you another thing. You can take a lot of information you have and pitch it to the media. There may be somebody out there that's looking for a story. And so sometimes you just say, oh, you know what, who cares about that? But it's the ingenuity is going to be depending on you. What I'm doing is I'm piquing your interest. I'm giving you this information in order for you to start thinking about, okay, if I do this, I can use this for over here. I can use that for over there. And I'm going to give you an example. You post blog posts on Facebook. You know, one thing I love about Facebook, I love their memories. I love those memories when they come back to me because I'm able to look at that stuff. I'll take stuff, I'll repurpose it, and I was like, oh, this is good. I'll listen to blog talk radio shows that I've done. I go in there, and I'm just transcribing information, and all of a sudden it becomes an article. It becomes blog posts that I can place to face. I can post to Facebook. So it becomes all these different uses because in a blog post, if I've done a blog talk radio, I'm going to say some things that I didn't write down. It may have started out that it was a blog post that I had written, but there's some other things in there that I'm going to say that I didn't write down. So I can take the information from there and I can develop another blog post. It's similar, but it's not. Because you're not republishing the same thing. You're repurposing your information. So you're taking that information and you're saying, hey, these are 5 points that I can say. Here are 5 points in order for you to be confident because you have no hair. I mean, that's one of the things that you could say. I mean, if you have no hair, like I have no hair, but I'm just saying that these are the ways that you can use your different things that you're doing. I'm telling you, sometimes I sit there and I'm like, I'm amazed at how I'm constantly repurposing information. If you have written a business plan, there are things that you have written in that business plan that you can pull out and you can repurpose it. You don't have to say that this was in my business plan. All you're going to do is get the nuggets that was in there. Because as you're writing a business plan, you're selling yourself and you want to sell yourself. So if you want to sell yourself, that means that you're going to have to sell whatever you're doing. You're going to have to sell it to somebody to buy into your business plan. And there are some nuggets in there that you can pull out, and all of a sudden you can say, you know, 5 ways to write an effective business plan. Or it may be germane to what you're doing, and you may say, you know, 5 ways to create a great blog, because you're going to put some points in there that you will be able to use. But it's thinking outside the box in order for you to repurpose your information for consistency. And I'm telling you, consistency is what's going to make people stand up and notice you. So you can come out once a year with something and say, oh, I put that out there. But, you know, it's fleeting at best. And that's really what it is. It's fleeting at best. And if it's fleeting at best, that means that you got to stay in front of their face all the time. Yeah, you may have a one good success, but it's fleeting at best. And so you have to make it so that success has to be parlayed into more success. And the only way that's going to happen is you're going to have to repurpose your information. Because as your business grows, you're not going to have as much time to write. But you have to use some systems. Put some systems in place. If you know that you don't have time to write every single day, then this is what you need to do. You need to carve out, let's say, one day and say, okay, during this day, I'm writing all the stuff that I want to post on my blog, on social media for the next week. Some people decide they're going to do it for the month. And you can do that. If you're uploading to YouTube, it's easy to say, I'm going to make 5 recordings for the next week. And again, you can take information that you already have and say, okay, say for instance, you say, I'm doing an inspirational message on YouTube every day, that I want to be on YouTube every day. All you have to do is this, is you record all 5 of those YouTube messages, And then, you know, when that day comes, you just upload it to the YouTube. And I'm not sure if YouTube has a scheduling where you could schedule it. Again, when you are looking at repurposing your information, you need to use the tools that's out there, the automated type tools like Hootsuite, that will allow you to post even when you're not in front of your computer, because you're going to schedule when those posts go out, and they're going to go out consistently that you never lose ground. So say, for instance, you go on a vacation for 2 weeks. For the next 2 weeks, you can post for every day for 2 weeks and without having to be there. There are many times I just don't have time to write a prayer every single day, so I'll sit and I'll write a prayer for the whole week, and I'll schedule that prayer for the whole week to be posted every week. And so when you already have the material, it's easy to do that, because all you're doing is extrapolating from some original content that you may have, and you're repurposing it. But it's up to you to use the ingenuity in order for you to take your business, your product, your CDs, or whatever to the next level, in order to keep yourself out in the vortex of society. And our society has become the internet even more, but to keep yourself fresh, and to make sure that the information that you're giving that is fresh and people want to read it, these are some of the things that you can do. You know, you can go to like places like Animotum, create a video for free just from information that you have. I mean, and I think these are doable. I think you will agree that all of these suggestions that I'm giving you, they are doable. You, like I said, you create a little ebook. You can do a PDF, and where people can download the PDF. So it's a number of things that you can do. So I do want to say that you want to connect with us, because we're going to be giving a lot more of these tidbits as we go along. But we're also getting geared up for branding and marketing on less than a shoestring budget. So you want to be a part of that, because it's going to be a lot more information. It's going to really show you how to get your business and make it more marketable and more competitive in the marketplace. So you want to make sure that you become a part of that series of workshops and seminars that we will be doing. And it's going to be great for you, especially if you are an emerging business, or you have a business idea that's been incubating in your place of purpose way too long, and it's time for it to be birthed out. So you want to make sure you connect with us every single day, or every single time, which you can connect with us every single day, because we are out there, and we're out there. We're just trying to saturate the market, and we're learning new things all the time. In order for us to do that, but not only for us to do that, doing branding and marketing on less than a shoestring budget, we pass that information on to you so you can do it as well. So we're just excited about what God has given us. I'm excited about this show, Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. I'm excited that you came to be with us, and I'm excited to hear some of the ways that you are using your exercising ingenuity in getting your message out there. Definitely you want to keep in touch with us. And if you have not gotten your book, Prayers for Success, Igniting the World to Achieve Success, 366 Prayers for Marketplace Influencers. You want to make sure that you get to our website. It has its own website, www.prayersforsuccess.com. And if you go up on our website at thenewplace.org, you can always take advantage of our complimentary coaching session, where you will have that one-on-one encounter with me and helping to look at what you're doing and seeing how you can take it to that next level. So I'm glad you came today. I do hope that this information has been beneficial to you. And if it has, go up on our Facebook page, Shower of Blessings, page, enterprise page, and write it up there. Let people know that this information that we're giving, that is vital, and is something that they need. And all you have to say is how great of information it was for you, if you feel that way. I don't want you to be lying for lying's sake. I'm not telling people to lie. But if you feel as though the information that you are receiving, that this information is helping to take you to the next level, then make sure you, you know, I need you to help me. I need you to be an evangelist for me as well, as you're coming and partaking. So we are going to end our Blog Talk Radio show. As I said, I'm glad you came. I do hope that you be with us next week. We will have a guest on next week. We're in the process of revamping Blog Talk Radio. We're making it more guest specific, but there will be times when yours truly will bring you some nuggets that you can live by, like today. Repurposing branding and marketing, repurposing for consistency.
Thank you for listening to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. We encourage you to visit our website at www.tsgm.org to subscribe to our weekly e-blast, Showers Blessing, and keep apprised of our activities and events. Learn more about the Me Place Empowerment Institute at www.themeplaceempowerment.org. Thank you for listening to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. We encourage you to visit our website at www.tsgm.com.